The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Clément Lecha, and here are today's headlines. Quebecers feel we're shortchanging our kids. Our police profile getting worse, and Montreal is losing a little part of its history. 87% of Quebecers believe it is important for the Quebec government to invest more in the well-being and development of children aged 0 to 5, according to a recent survey by the Early Childhood Observatory. Simon Fournet has more.
The survey comes at a time where young Montreal patients must be transferred to hospitals outside of Montreal due to overcrowding. Dr. Earl Rubin, the director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Montreal Children's Hospital, is saying pediatrics emergency services are seeing more and more children coming in, and that is a trend across Canada and North America.
We start here at the Children's, which will be the same elsewhere. The emergency room capacity is, on some days, reaching 200%.
Pediatric services are meeting much of the same troubles that regular ERs face during COVID. Jennifer Johnson, the executive director of the Community Health and Social Services Network from the Early Childhood Observatory, says that access to healthcare was amongst one of the priorities for investment in children's well-being for Quebecers.
The survey came up with three very direct investment priorities. Improve accessibility to affordable housing for families, prevent the maltreatment of children, and to improve access to health and social services.
More and more children are getting respiratory diseases, in part due to the aftermath of the pandemic.
Why are kids getting sicker? Is that for the last 2 years they didn't go to daycare or they were wearing masks. So now that they are exposed, that the mask mandate is done and everybody is back to quote-unquote business as usual, everybody is getting sick and they're not immune.
The ER situation right now doesn't look like it's going to get any better, and children are sometimes having to get transferred as far as 150 kilometers from their residence.
Canada is battling against an extremely tough flu season. Elders and children are the most vulnerable to this issue. Our reporter Tatiana Mulawai-Paltier has more info. Tatiana, what is the situation like in Canada?
The Public Health Agency of Canada announced on Monday that the country is going through a flu epidemic. While the average disease positivity rate is around 5%, this year it's around 12%.
How can people protect themselves?
With the health system already at max capacity in Quebec, people really need to protect themselves to avoid overcrowding the system even more. The Collège des médecins recommended people wear masks to protect the most vulnerable, like the elders, children, and people who are immunocompromised. But the most important is to get vaccinated, the Public Health Agency says.
How can people get flu shots?
I talked to multiple pharmacies this morning and they were all busy with vaccination. I also talked to CS from where people can call to get an appointment to get their flu shots, and they said they were also busy. We can hear them now.
Yeah, there is many people there asking for the flu shot. All ages they are asking.
Thank you, Tatiana. The lack of personnel is impacting the quality of services Anglophone students receive at the Eastern Shores School Board. It operates in Côte-Nord, Gaspésie and Bas-Saint-Laurent and has difficulties recruiting bilingual staff. The School Support Staff Federation worries that 80% of school support workers suffer from financial insecurity. Part-time jobs and low wages can't retain them, but the school population remains stable. The Federation asked the provincial government to improve the quality of school support staff jobs to solve the issue. The date for Quebec residents to get their tires changed is fast approaching, but many garage owners worry not all customers will make it by the deadline on December 1st. Contributing factors have made getting appointments near impossible. Louise Brun-Newhook joined us from Merson Automotive on St. Jacques Street. Louise, Merson opened at 7:30 this morning, but the waiting room is still full of people.
Yes, I'm standing outside Merson Automotive and people are filing in and out at a rapid rate. With winter approaching, auto repair shops are used to the scramble of snow tire installation, but it's never been like this. Manager Chelsea Laura told me the warm weather has made people delay their installation longer than ever. and that supply and labor shortages continue to be a huge problem.
Labor shortages have been an issue. It is difficult to get people, it is difficult to hire, and especially in our industry here, it's that the problem is acute because the demands are so high. So we're not talking about a week or two of increased demand. It's like 2.5 months.
What are businesses doing to combat the high demand of appointments?
Well, finding a good supply chain is number one. Adequate supply means adequate parts given to customers, and this means fewer delays in appointments. But some garages have also set up online platforms that help people find appointments more easily. Mercen customer Alexandra Debrin says she's had no problems with this online system.
They have like an online platform to make your appointment. So even when I rescheduled, like I was able to get one a week later easily.
Louise, garage owners are not the only ones feeling the pinch of the cost of tires.
Not at all. While tires are definitely pricey for auto repair shops, they're also a huge expense for customers. The price of tires has gone up quite a bit in the past 8 months, about 20%. Some people are not willing to keep paying such a big amount, especially with inflation. Perhaps we'll see more people taking the bus this winter.
Thanks, Riz. That's Riz Brand-Newhook, live from Mercen Automotive on St. Jacques Street. The earth has shaken. A magnitude 3 earthquake was recorded overnight 40 kilometers north of Montreal, in Terrebonne. Vibrations were heard and felt from the Montreal region to Val-David, up north. No damages were reported. Earthquakes are not unusual in the region, but rarely felt in Montreal. Racial profiling by the police is a problem everywhere in Quebec, according to a new report. Complaints of racism have doubled since 2019, yet the government's promise of an action plan got no funding or support. Our reporter Leila Aumann is live in the studio with us. Leila, what does the report say?
So the 2021-2022 annual report of the police made by the police themselves says that complaints continue and even rose, especially for police arrests of drivers over the past 3 years. This is coming after a ruling that made these stops unconstitutional. But police departments of Laval, Longueuil, Montreal and Quebec City are not happy with this coverage. They say that they save lives and they don't provide racial data and don't intend to.
What do victims of racial profiling think of the issue?
Many are tired and offended by this lack of credibility. So I talked to someone who was arrested twice a week in his own neighborhood. He's not happy about that. And they don't think that a program can help because the disrespect is coming from personal officers. How that is challenged by a provincial program is difficult to say. Here he is talking about his experience.
I've experienced that situation too many times. I've been surrounded by like 6 police cars while I was waiting for my dad in the neighborhood, and they asked me for my driver's license. They even wanted to search my car. I have too many examples to tell, but I don't think a prevention program would help. They always say that they're going to do something, but that's just for the hype. But after a couple of weeks, they forget about it.
What is the government doing to counter this violence?
Well, the report actually supported a prevention program with these officers, but there's no funding for it. And the Minister of Public Security has not responded to this suggestion. Here's Director of Black Lobby Rights Group Ed Bergay, who says that police automatically treats minorities as suspects. It affects him and so many others.
The only way that society can deal with it is by government, the people that employ the police. So if the police cannot behave themselves properly, then it's up to their employers to seek that sort of responsibility and accountability. And there is no political will.
So this lack of political will translates into community organizations wanting more officers to be held accountable. Right now, there's not this will, and as a result, no action to support victims.
Thank you, Leila. This was Leila Aumann on police profiling. A Hydro-Quebec researcher on electric batteries is being charged for sending trade secrets to China. The man was arrested on Monday in Candiac following a SCMP investigation. He appears today in court in Longueuil. He faces 4 charges. The alleged crimes happened between February 2018 and October 2022. This is the first time someone is charged with obtaining trade secrets under the Security of Information Act. He could face up to 10 years in prison. Marc Tanguay, interim chief of the Liberal Party, is facing his first faux pas less than a week after taking over the position. The latest issue with the party comes after Tanguay takes back an offer he made to eliminate Marie-Claude Nichols in less than 24 hours. Our reporter, Lucia Cassanier, talked with Robert Frank, a political analyst, about why the Liberal Party seems to be quite present in the news lately, for all the wrong reasons.
Today, we are seeing a party that is increasingly distanced from the electorate. The problem is that what the public likes is to see fresh blood, to see outsiders come into politics. And this is something that has not been adopted as successfully by the Liberal Party of Quebec.
What does the issue with Marie-Claude Nichols show about the party's internal reality?
Well, again, it's all about insiders in the political class where people feel a sense of entitlement to a job because of their position in the party. So it becomes inward looking, and this is where parties have floundered, not just in Canada, but the United States, when it becomes too much about the internal politics and the base of the party, and they lose sight of the voters.
What is Marc Tanguay's best bet to keep his MNAs together?
I think that he needs to remind the MNAs that they need to begin to look outward, or otherwise their petty positioning for political power within the party will backfire, and whoever wins will end up with a Pyrrhic victory.
What should the party do to settle the instability in the short term?
The party needs to start looking outward. It needs to start recruiting from outside the political class, outside the political verse, and offer an alternative.
That was Lucia Cassanet's interview with political analyst Robert Frank with an update about the Liberal Party. Thank you, Lucia. The amusement park La Ronde, located on St. Helen Island in the earth of Montreal, has started dismantling the iconic mini-rail train built in 1967 for the Universal Exhibition. Esther Moron, tell us more.
The mini-rail was built for the Montreal Universal Exposition, commonly known by locals as Expo 67. The mini-rail was closed during the pandemic due to the proximity passengers had to one another. City officials say they were not made aware of this dismantling until it was too late. Hannah Rowe, architecture and technology student, blames privatization.
The problem is privatization. I think it's probably been bought by Six Flags as La Ronde. And La Ronde is quite a poorly maintained site anyway.
She is surprised the mini rail was not classified as patrimonial heritage, which would have saved it from being dismantled. Expo 67 is what put Montreal on the map on an international level. Some of the most prestigious architects contributed to its structures. There still remains the Montreal Casino, Habitat 67, and the Dome, among others. These pavilions, in turn, were classified.
It would be a disaster because it's part of, obviously the heritage of Montreal especially, but of the whole province.
While La Ronde did not care to comment, Natalia Garcia, specialized in museology specifically concerning the heritage and history of Quebec at l'UDM, discusses the importance of conserving the mini rail. She discusses the importance of the symbol of Expo 67. It was a period of transition, the time of the Quiet Revolution, and in her eyes, the mini rail should be conserved for historical purposes. The Railroad Expo Rail Museum shared with Concordia News that they were approached by the city for a donation request from their organization. Their collection committee will be meeting this week to consider the request. They could potentially conserve a part of their train in their museum. This was Esther Meron for Concordia News.
Veganism is currently one of the world's fastest growing social justice movements, according to psychologist Melanie Joy. A new study by GlobeScan indicates that 42% of consumers believe that most people in the world would eat plant-based meat instead of animal-based meat in the next 10 years. The study is based on the opinions of nearly 30,000 consumers. Russell Tellier has the story.
I spoke with two people to ask them if they believe that most people in the next 10 years will consume plant-based meat instead of animal-based meat?
Habits are hard to break.
Okay.
I'm saying 10 years is not enough. If you told me, say, 20, maybe not. But 10 years goes by very quickly. And I don't think right now a lot of people are switched from meat to non-meat products yet.
Okay. And
I think it's possible that that's accurate, just based on the number of reasons that there are today to consider eating less or no animal products. The article seems to focus on food shortages, countries that are concerned about food shortages, and climate change primarily.
M for Montreal Festival is starting tomorrow. RIDM is back and supporting the Kino movement in a unique way. Nickel Black is awarded the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Here is Ashka Patel with all our arts and entertainment news.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick aside without a sense of feeling.
The Alberta band Nickelback is being awarded with the Canadian Music Hall of Fame 2023 after almost 2.5 decades of its playing. The rock band has seen its fair share of success with selling 50 million albums over the years. The original band member Chad Corger and Ryan Peake expressed their joy while in an interview with the ETV Canada. They said it's still hard for them to believe that they are being awarded with the Hall of Fame. For our second news story, the Grammy 2023 nominations will be out today. Some exciting categories have been added to the Grammys. Some of these categories include Best Song for Social Change and Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media. RIDM is back with its documentary film festival. The festival is not only for showcasing documentaries, but a lot more. The festival will start on November 17th and will go on till November 27th. They will have multiple activities like discussion panels and screenings and other showcases. In collaboration with the Transitor Media, the RIDM are premiering the creation of Kino Radio. This Kino support, this is in support of the Kino movement, which has been happening all over the world. The movement basically encourages artists to produce multimedia content in a brief time with minimal crew and minimal use of equipments. M for Montreal is back, and there is something for everyone. The festival is starting November 16th and will have multiple conventional concerts and experimental concerts for the span of 3 days. Mothland, an agency based in Montreal who represents more than 25 artists across North America, will be showcasing some of its artists who work multiple experimental genres. For our final story, there is a sad news for fans of rapper Freeze Corleone. The organizers of the show have canceled the concert with the artist due to his anti-Semitic comments. The show was going to take place on December 4th, and now the organizers are figuring out a way to return the funds back to the audience.
Thanks, Ashka. This was Ashka Patel with Art and Entertainment. The Toronto Raptors end their three-game winning streak. The Ottawa Senators lose another one, and the Philadelphia Eagles suffer their first loss of the season against the Washington Commanders. Jessica Jakubowicz has all our sports news.
Fires three. How about?
Man,
Rexdale!
That was Delano Banton scoring a three-point shot. Banton had a career-high scoring record last night of a whopping 27 points. The Raptors ended their three-game losing streak while playing shorthanded without some of their best players due to COVID-19 and injuries.
Door.
The New York Islanders beat the Ottawa Senators 4-2 Monday night, clinching their ninth win out of 11 games. Noah Dobson scored the tie-breaking goal in the second period on a 5-3 advantage. In other hockey news, the Habs are playing at home tonight. Can the Habs keep their winning streak alive against the Devils? We'll see in tonight's game at 7 o'clock.
Instead, it's going to be picked up for a touchdown on that lateral by Casey Tuhill. And the Commanders.
That was Casey Tuhill of the Washington Commanders scoring the last touchdown of the game. The Commanders won 32-21, ending the Philadelphia Eagles' undefeated season. The Eagles had their first 8-0 start of the season in the history of football. But the Eagles were not on the top of their game, and the Commanders shocked them with a win. In other unrelated sports news, former boxing rivals Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson are venturing into a new business together. They will be selling cannabis-infused gummies called Holy Ear, which is an obvious joke at Tyson biting off a piece of Holyfield's ear. The gummies will be available this month online and in selected stores in the United States.
Thank you, Jessica. This was Jessica Jacobowitz. Russia bans Margaret Atwood and Jim Carrey from entering its territory. The Kremlin says that they are allegedly involved in a so-called formation of an aggressive anti-Russian course. Jim Carrey and I had planned a little naughty weekend getaway in Moscow. Guess it will have to be in Kyiv instead, Atwood reacted on Twitter. Well, we'll always have Paris, the actor replied. Atwood and Carey are among 100 citizens prohibited from entering Russia in retaliation to Canada's exclusion of Russian citizens. Snow will start falling tonight with temperatures dropping around minus 2 degrees. More flurries tomorrow with fine 5 to 10 centimeters expected on the ground. For the rest of the week, expect chances of flurries on Friday and a mix of sun and clouds during the weekend. Temperatures will hover around the freezing point. That's all the news to 11:30. Thank you for listening. Concordia News, I'm Clément Lechat.